and sizzing in front of me as if we were two bold school children awaiting the principal is Tommy Tiernan. How are you, Tommy?
We've gone to being fairly bold now to have to repeat our leaving cert up at the age of 48. But
48?
Still in school, yeah. 48. Depends how, yeah, at the distance you are from me now,
yeah.
I'm 48, the closer you get, the older I get. So if you were kissing me, I'd be about 90.
Does 50 scare you?
No, I think what scares me about 50 is I'd be quite antisocial. I think a lot of comedians are antisocial. I love depressing Hungarian films about agriculture. That's how I wind down after a show. Now, it
who,
used to
who
be.
Who makes those? Like Bergman or something like
no,
that?
No, you wouldn't. You could. It's all consonants, no vowels.
Like Welsh town names kind
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah. But I find that if your job is crack, your relief is despair. So the only way I have of winding down
is to go into
just sad places. So I think in order to celebrate my birthday, I just want to be on my own.
That's
in the rain in Hungary,
yeah,
in an abandoned farm with very skinny, grumpy cattle.
I don't think that's a comedian thing. I think that's being a father of five children.
Oh, well, I have six. So you have five, fair play to you. Wow. And do they call you Al?
But what's your relationship with coffee, by the way? Because Lenny just brought me coffee. But are you into it?
I love coffee, yeah. I find, though, that in terms of my imagination, that if I'm on my own, coffee is great. But if I have to deal with other people, it's not great for... It's fantastic for hurried, clipped, urgent, frantic messages.
But okay.
Not really great for a chat.
Yeah. I should put it away now.
Well, only if you don't want to listen. So I find that if I have to write stuff, I find coffee's great.
Yeah,
It's funny that the effect of different drugs, you know. And see, I could be very intimate here with you and say things I'm forgetting that there's a whole nation of
things.
Okay, well, in terms of drugs and creativity,
yeah.
I found that sometimes you might try a drug. And it works for one night, and you think, that's it, I have it sorted for the rest of my life.
It doesn't work again.
No, so I find that a glass of Guinness can work.
Okay, for writing?
No, for talking, for stand-up.
Oh, yeah.
So I find that whiskey makes me very loud on the inside, very quiet on the outside.
Okay.
So I find whiskey restricts conversation. Yeah.
I like a little drop of vodka in Coke before I go on.
Yeah, so you have a combination there
and a
sugar.
Coffee. Well, I always coffee sharpens the mind and the vodka loosens the tongue, I used to think.
And what about the heart then, Al?
There's no heart in my stand-up, it's just gay jokes.
There's heart there.
I know there is,
you dig deep enough, I suppose. Yeah.
Will you have a bit of Guinness before you go on now, or is it something you used to try?
No, I mainly go on sober, mainly. But every now and again, like, because it's not a... the same experience every night. So crowds are different all the time. So you'd monitor your own energy and you go, what do I need? And you might think to yourself, I need a banana or a mandarin.
Yeah.
And then, no, I need vodka.
Yeah. Just
so depending on the room, but 99 times out of 100, I would, I actually meditate before a show to try.
Do you really? I see
you're
kind of, you're not... So the way a lot of people are into mindfulness now and you kind of go, oh, it's a bit of a new wave kind of thing. But you just are mindful.
No, I'm not. No.
You are, Tommy.
I'm not. No.
You are.
No.
I read that one of your aspirations is to join a team and see more GAA matches. Now, if that's not mindfulness, I don't know what it is.
Yeah. No, it's the ordinary things that really please me. Like country roads. I love hedges.
Do you wake up in them? Or
I dream of them.
Yeah.
Deep Daddy Alone, he's dreaming of hedges. I wouldn't be a big fan of roundabouts now. I do like Kilmartin service station in Athlone.
Why?
I just like it. They're just friendly people. It wouldn't have the commercial harshness of the Apple Greens.
No.
They're fleecing you there, you know.
Apple Greens sponsor my panto. I have to say that they're a wonderful garage.
Well, they're more than a garage, I think.
They are more than a garage, Tommy.
It's a meeting place. It's a great way of just seeing who else is driving to Dublin or back.
Because, you see, I can tell by how you're talking, and everybody knows, you have a love of language.
Yeah.
And you kind of have the mind of a poet. Why are you trapped inside a comedian's body?
Because I'm not that good a poet. I tried to write poetry for a while, but it was awful. I think you end up doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And if it has echoes of other stuff,
yeah,
as long as they just remain echoes and you're doing the main work you're supposed yes. to be doing, then it's fine.
Do you think people fall into doing the wrong work because they want to be... I think that can happen. You know, like a comic can go, who actually is a natural comic, can go, no, I'm an actor, because there's something to prove to themselves.
Maybe. I think one of the great things about Galway was I came here in 88 and I signed on until just recently. And Galway's great for that.
Yeah.
When I came to Galway, poverty was more than socially acceptable. It was almost compulsory.
It was encouraged.
Encouraged poverty.
It was artistic. Yeah.
So you were left for a long time to figure out what it was that you wanted to do.
Yeah.
And when you don't have the energy to try stuff, you end up doing the thing that you're supposed to be doing.
Right.
So yeah. Energy can be confuse people. If you have too much energy, you'll end up in a job that doesn't suit you. So lie down until you have no choice. And that's how I ended up doing stand-up.
Lie down until you have no choice. Then I ended up doing stand-up.
That could be your name of your autobiography.
Yeah. Are you going to write a book? No.
Well, I'm under contract
are you?
With Penguin.
So yeah. You are to write a book?
I am, but I find that the stuff, again, the stuff that I'm driven towards writing about is religious.
Yes.
Serious religious stuff. Mm. So that's just where the pen goes when it's in my hand.
Yeah.
And whether people want to read that or not, I don't know. The main energy I have is for stand-up, though, totally.
The religious stuff, I always find that there is that relationship between the two of us, because I wanted to be a priest as well.
Yeah.
Where are you with God now? I mean, God and I have totally broken up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's still there. I would have a... I would call myself a Christian.
Yeah. Would you?
Absolutely, yeah. But it's an act of faith. It can't be proven, you know. So, but I just have a sense in my heart that we are looked after. And I think it's beyond imagination. I think it's beyond, we'll never figure it out. We'll never be able to explain it. But I have a faith. And we weren't a religious household.
Yeah.
And I'm pro-choice. And I'm, you know, pro-divorce and pro-drugs and... Not really pro-drugs. I say things... And
so
I,
many drugs involved in the conversation today. But no, that's all right.
I say stuff and then part of me is going,
no, I mean,
really?
It's okay to be pro some drugs. I mean, I don't think smoking a little bit of weed does anybody any harm.
Doesn't suit me.
But that, now I'm going to get loads of complaints on 0874-100-102.
Yeah. My son is on the roof! Yeah, My son is on the roof after smoking the skunk and he's out of it! You tell Al Porter to go himself!
Tommy Tiernan. No, maybe it does for some people, you don't know. But anyway, continue about God. Well, what's interesting for me is, though, Tommy, right, is I thought that maybe you'd be like a spiritual person, but I didn't think you would put the label Christian on yourself, that it's a Christ-oriented faith that you have.
Yeah, but Christ is just the boat to get you across the water. You know, my imagination is... I think to grow up in Ireland, our imaginations are naturally Christian. And I just mean that's the way we were reared. That's the 300 or 400 years of the culture of it, you know.
So
my mind drifts more quickly towards Jesus than it would towards Buddha.
Yeah.
That's just my imagination. That's a reflex. But in terms of whether I believe it to be true as in fact, I'm not so sure, you know. I love going to Mass. I love it. It's great. It's so
as
communal.
A ritual, as a...
As a, well, what else? As a
oh no, but that's what I mean. Like
as a kind of as a keep fit thing.
But you like it to kind of keep you meditating, keep you sane.
Yeah, and I just think it's there aren't many places you can go to now where people talk openly and publicly about love, and I think Mass does that, and I think it's very communal. Now, of course, it's toxic in places, and our history of the church in Ireland is toxic, and there's bad bastards in it, but there's bad bastards in primary schools and in the guards as well.
That's true.
There's bad bastards in comedy and GAA and rock and roll and radio. Oh, the radio, it is full of the bad bastards.
Don't talk about Damon and Dave like that. I like Mass. I just don't like people who take the communion on their tongue. I just find it weird.
Well, that's
like when it's older people, I understand
it. It is mainly kind of older people, and
but you know when it's people in their 20s and they're like sticking the tongue out, you're going, says, you've probably been thinking about that all week.
Well, there's nothing as challenging to your sense of self than an old person with a cobra sized tongue just proceeding. It's phenomenal. They're they must take up their whole throats, yeah. Like just and go down to their coccyx. They have just this phenomenally leathery salmon. It's phenomenal.
Have you ever done Gay Burns Meaning of Life?
Yes.
Yeah. And what did you tell him when he said him, her, or it? You know, when he did the, what are you going to say when you get to the pearly gates? Him, her, or it? Tommy Tiernan, tell me now.
I said something stupid. I've thought that if I had me time again to say, what would I say? I'd just say, thanks for the chance. But I think being alive for all its horror and sadness, you'd rather be breathing than not. Most of us, you know. So
speaking of the pearly gates.
Thanks for the chance.
Poor old Sean Hughes then passed away.
Yeah.
Did you have any experience with Sean?
Totally did, and was sad, very sad. I did some work with him in August, and I was very affected by that now, and hoped that he didn't suffer and wasn't feeling too lonely, and a great comic. And the last few times I met him, he was a wonderful person to be around. There's a great gentleness came into Sean in the past while, a softness and a kind of vulnerability, and it was a pleasure to be with.
I found him kind of generous when I did the one, I don't know what it's called, the Don't Quote Me, you know, this panel show that he was hosting. And he was just very kind of like supportive of a new comic and kind of was going, look, Al, if I were you, I would do it like this, I wouldn't do it like that. And he was, you know...
Yeah.
You're right, he was soft. No, he was soft, he was gentle.
Yeah. So I was very sad to hear that he passed, you know, and shocked as well, because I was working with him 6 weeks ago. Now, he looked shook when I was working with him.
Did he?
Yeah, he did, yeah. But sometimes that can be a style. Like, I'm trying to cultivate it now myself.
Judging by the stunning, I agree. They all look a bit shook today as well. Oh, God. It is a lonely business, though. You don't want to do big tours anymore, I read somewhere. You can read anything about comedians.
Yeah, I'm kind of gone off touring abroad. Mm. I was watching a film yesterday and it had these aerial shots, you know, these drone cameras that can send
up. Yeah, they're great.
And it was flying over Ireland. And I just had the sense, geez, I P-H-U-C-K-E-N, love the island we're on. I love it, you know. So for me to drive to Belmullet to do a show, obviously, is...
That's more fulfilling for you than the plane to Berlin or...
I was saying this to people recently, I would enjoy more being in Belmullet than Manhattan.
Yeah.
And that's... You know, you end up in places in your life and you go, how did I get here? But yeah, I it's the drive to Belmullet, it's the gig, it's the pint afterwards, it's the drive home the following morning. I love it.
Speaking of places in your life, as a fan of yours, I wonder what it feels like for you, Tommy Tiernan. Sorry if this isn't the interview you were expecting. No. If you're going, I thought I was here to promote my show, but they're sold out.
Yeah,
how do you go from being kind of the kind of counterculture young man, comic, angry maybe, into... I don't think that you've settled, but I think that people's opinion of you has settled. Do you know what I mean? As in people have now adopted you as national treasure. There's almost a warm glow comes over you if you see you walking out onto the Late Late, as opposed to watching you walk out and maybe in the Gay Burn days, people going, oh, this fecker now, if he effing says something about the church, I'm going to effing complain.
All that stuff, it has nothing to do with me. So at any moment, you do the work that you want to do. You do the stories, you do the style, you go to the places you want to go. Other people's opinion of you is a trap. And it's good, even if you do it subconsciously, every 5 years, burn your bridges. And maintain your independence as an artist, and at the same time, don't take it seriously. Just do what I mean is don't take what other people think of you too seriously. Do the work that you're instinctively drawn to doing, and let other people worry about how it fits in with this or how you're perceived. That's none of your business. You follow your gut. I want to do this. I want to do that. And you know, it doesn't have to make sense to anybody else other than your instinct. And you'll make mistakes and you'll screw up. But everybody does that, you know. So you keep going. You keep ploughing on for as long as you're given the ability to do that. And that's all you do. So I always thought National Treasure sounds like something you'd find in a museum. Do you know? I would consider myself like a well hung donkey. Who turns up at Goff's? Go on, any crack.
Ladies and gentlemen, the well-hung donkey comedian and philosopher, Tommy Tiernan. Tommy Tiernan, everybody!